נשענתי בידך. אין לי ידוע, כאמונה. זה זמן הממונה. תימן, מימן, מממונה שלמה. בכלל, הכנת הפסח, הכנת האמונה, כי אמונה היא יסוד כל התורה כולה. אמונה זה יסוד של כל התורה כולה. ובאין אמונה, ודעת אמונה טיפל כל התורה חס ושלום. So if you understand, first read and speak on the Indian Yisoidus of Emunah. What's the Yisoidus and why is it without Emunah? It's typical of Torah Chas V'Shalom. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Lamed and you understand learning. There's also a Shaychus to Emunah. Aval Kish Emunah now, I have to understand. Aval Kish Emunah Nachayna, Oz Mamedes Kala Torah Al Tila La Asher Lakaim. When Emunah is Nachayna, so then it's Mamedes Kala Torah, it's Mamed the whole Torah Al Tila, to Yuma Asher and to Yuma Kaim. So the moon is the key of the land. And there is Habakkuk, and Midan Arachas, and Tzadik, and Manos Ayich. That's the Yisod. That the Bechinas, and Midan Arachas, and Tzadik, and Manos Ayich. This is a big, I'm going to explain it now, I'll explain it soon. But the whole Indian of Tzadik, and Manos Ayich, the Indian is what's the Indian of living with the moon, Ayich. You know, the last animam is Shaykh to the last animam, which is the climax of Emunah, is the animam of Tchiyas HaMesim. See that Emunah is Shaykh to Bechinas Tchiyah. Emunah is Shaykh to Bechinas Tchiyah. If you understand what's the Tzadik by Manasseh Yichyeh, what's the Indian of Yichyeh? And by Yamin of Hashem of Moshe Avdoi, how is Yashem Moshe right to Mikan Remez to Tchiyas HaMesim Natoya? So you see when there's a Indian of Emunah, Emunah goes together with Chayim. I don't understand why. So Rotsa Laima, Shehem in Kula Mitzvus V'Toyra Ad Yisoyed Emuna. Sha Tzadik Miskashe B'Emuna, and the Tzadik Miskashe T'Emuna U'Makushe B'Toyra. So when the Tzadik is Miskashe T'Emuna, he is Makushe T'Toyra. See again, Emuna and Toyra. L'chei Nikra Tamchim D'Yraisa. Emuna is called Tamchim. Tamchim D'Yraisa. Remember the Emuna is... Emuna is like, Kilo, is Malchus Be'etza. It's also Shaykh T'Netzach Hoid Yisoyed. It's the reglaim, the Bechinas reglaim, which is Toimech the Torah. Without Emunah, the Torah falls, like I said before. Kedekseva Oretz, Adem Raglov, he Emunah, Kanoida. Oretz is Malchus, Oretz is Emunah. But you have to understand the kesher between Malchus and Emunah. Malchus and Emunah is always together. Malchus and Emunah is always together. That's why Malchus is always Shaykh to Tchiz HaMesim. Malchus is always Shaykh to Tchiz HaMesim. Which Sud is connected to the Melech? Melech Malka. What's Machaya, a person by Tchiyas HaMesim? The Etzem Eluz, which is Nizan, from Lama Malka. So Malchus is Emunah, and Emunah is Tchiyas HaMesim. He sees Mamash, is all one thing. Malchus, Emunah, Tchiyas HaMesim. And Oretz is Malchus. Oretz is Emunah. Ki Yesh, and he's going into Torah Shavikasav and Torah Shavikasav. It's a big topic in Munah, but we'll read first and see what it says and explain. Kishyesh Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Hine, Ma Shebalpeh, Torah Shebalpeh is the Bechina of Munah. Because we know Torah Shebalpeh is also Malchus. The Levana is Malchus, it's Torah Shebalpeh. Ki Rak Balpeh. Yevshili Kosef, you can't write it down. Ki Aldei Ksav, Lo Yuvin Rak Mashem Evaya Ksav, Dayna Seichel Shadova Nichtav. In other words, the Ksav, it says Bereshis Bore Lekim Shal, it says Lesasa Kol Melocha. If the Sasek Halach means I mustn't scratch my hair, I don't know what the Sasek Halach is. So it was Ksav. That's it. I know what's written. The Sasek Halach. So in Ksav, Toshav Ksav is Yidia and Zemuna. Toshav Ksav is Bechinas Yidia. And Torah states the Sasek Halach. So come along Chazal and they give a whole Zach Lamentes Melachos. Hagan say Geshef. That's Zemuna. State nisht. It doesn't say Boyer in the pasuk. It doesn't say Toichin in the pasuk. Torah Shebiksav is Yidia. It's Bechinas Yudke. Torah Shebalpeh is Bechinas Kolkula Emuna, Emunas Chachomim. Right? In other words, the whole Torah Shebalpeh is built up on Emuna, Emunas Chachomim. But Emuna, Gami Miksuva, even if you write down, say that we have Rebbe, we have Mishnayis, we have Lamates Melochas written down already, so that doesn't mean that now we don't need Emuna anymore. Harehu taught us this is all coming from Messiah, this is all coming from Chachomim. אבל אמונה גם אם היא כסובה עדיין צריך אל ההאמין שזה שנכתב אמס ואמונה what the bunch line wrote that's the idea אבל חזל write down say this the Rebbe wrote the Mishnah נו וזוק for that we need אמס ואמונה אם כן אמונה אין הנשלמס על די הכסב לבד אמונה הכסב תרשב הכסב just tells you the seichel im lebe tzara fun muna bal pe and asim tzara fun muna which is a bechinas bal pe build the gezach it's going to be very mashmoy is the cleaning of muna and tarish bal pe bechin amri israel nasa v'nishma have a klal israel said nasa first v'nishma so lema tchila nasa tomchin derais first we make a muna shpem bechinas asiyah in other words asiyah is you doing it when shlana told you to do it you do it so bechin an muna k'oma b'zoya seichel toib l'chol eisem when you get the seichel first is l'chol eisem. In other words, those who do it, in and tomchen deraisa, chaste dovid hane emonim, emuna. Chakach nishma, that's already the havana, the hasaga, shavide emuna, shim tomchen deraisa, yichnis a shmiye bozneim. Shengim v'lo emuna, gam a shmiye la yifal behemogma. As a person learns Torah without emuna, frat Torah shebal peh, so it's not going to be poiling him anything, I'll explain why. V'lchin tonu v'bchinas shmiye, so it's naim, tomchen deraisa. Therefore, with a shmiye, which is havana, that's totally on tomchen deraisa, totally on emuna. First Nasa, that's Emuna. See why, and then Nishma. Ve'enikra Yerechayim, Gomkin Genoid, that's also called Yerechayim. Miloshin Yerechin Udne. See, he brings the quotes this from Isaiah. Shalidei Atom, in other words, the Shmiya and Havana is Oymeid on Emuna. Without Emuna, so there's no Shmiya. So that's like Yerechin, they hold up the goof. Shalidei Atom, Chim Yato Oizen in the Kabbal. Through Emuna, you Yato Oizen in the Kabbal. Omnom, ba'ifin shiye labami gufe. As long as it's labami gufe, meaning, because the rechayim is the guf of the person, and then there's the rechayim, the legs, that's the mamid of the guf, it's not the guf. Sleimash le'igach adam na tevis atzme v'gufe mu'ma. Whole vata b'muna is you're not doing anything na tevis atzme. Chas v'shon racha koil l'shmo yisbor chodai b'zeh. V'zeh okach mish anti b'yadecha. Elisha sent Gehazi and he gave him the instructions. He taught him how to be Machai Mason. Kvalti Gazach. Why did he give him the Meshenes? Why did he give him the stick? The staff. Even though you Gehazi, you learned how to be Machai Mason. You learned it as a Torah. The staff is a Muna. Hamake Lamate. Season soon, that's why the whole Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu with Pari. Pari is Koifin Emunah. The whole Indian of Meshenes is something to lean on. Dovna Melech is Malchus. So Dovna Melech is Mangala, Shiftacho, and Mishantacho, whether it's a staff to lean on or whether it's a staff for Pech, it's nevertheless Hemayin Choni. In other words, Malchus is Emunah. Tzad Emunah is the staff, is always, Emunah is the Meshenes. The stick is the Meshenes. Though the Melech's Megala, that even if it's used for patch, it's still a Meshenes. In other words, the Bechina of Melchus is the Bechina that whatever Ben Shlem is using it for is Kulay Meshenes. The Meshenes shows on the Bechina's Emunah. Melchus is Emunah, so though the Melech is Megala, the Shiftach Mishantech, Ayinim, 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 Ayinim. But that's about Omen. So that one, in other words, what was Elisha? Elisha was saying, Gechazi, I'll just be Megala to you more, because Said is a Torah to Machai Mason. I don't know where Sefi Yitzir, I don't know what he taught him. But he gave him the koyach to him chaya ames. He didn't need the makil, the mishenes. The mishenes of the vatis, he said, take the mishenes and put the mishenes on. In other words, he was telling him, with all the chachma that you know, if you don't have emuna, then the chachma is going to shved. You've got to have emuna. And that was Gechazi's problem. Omnum Gechazi, yav shelokach ha-mishenes lo-yehoyel, didn't help him. Ki lo-yelokach b'shleimus. Kashe tzrich alias, he didn't take it with the shleimus that should have been, v'lachin lo-yehoyel. Didn't help. זהו שאומר חזל, מלמד שאוחז בהויד יופיה, ותלמד שאוחז רק בתויר וסדסה, שלומד מאלישה איך להחייס. He went with the chelak of Torah, with the chweiss to save Yitzira, I don't know, he went with whatever Elisha gave him. ואמונו לא יוחז יודה כפי הצורך, ונקרא תויר וסדסה, הויד יופיה של האמונו. The Torah is the hoid of emunah, but it's got to be the emunah is the basis. Hoid yoifi is something external, that is something you can build on the basis. Zema machazal and lamech ochas bedadayim shabatoyer ksev dadeh yeruvah mcholayis vaday bazeh. In other words, he was oichas, he was yoinik. Dadayim is the yenika, and he was oichas on the yenika of the Torah, but not on the emunah. Top so bekitza, you see from here gavalti gazach. You see that everything is emunah. So what's pshat? Why is taka everything muna? What's taka the inyan of tzaddik? I'm not saying yichya. Why the chiyas? Like we asked before, what's the bechin of Torah Shebal Peh? Well, the whole vote of emuna is, and every yid has to start with emuna, and that is that whatever yid does, whatever yishtadlis that yid does, yeah, It's not the ishtadlus that's bringing on anything. Emunah, emeila, once it's not the person's ishtadlus, emeila, then he can have emunah. Because when a person feels that there's ishtadlus, that his ishtadlus is doing it, so then it's a lack of emunah. It's brahim b'in shalom wants a person's onus to make ishtadlus. Oh, but the first thing is emunah. To know that whatever you're doing, the b'in shalom is doing it anyways. And that's everything in life. That's the famous word, yagati umatsasi. Tamin, lashon emunah. Yagati, b'in shalom wants it to be miyagei and toyer. It's not your ishtadlus. Matsasi, I discussed it. It's still a metziah. Metziah is something you find without ishtadlus. If you have ishtadlus, and then you have emunah, that even with after all your shtadlis, it's still a metziah from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So in other words, you start off with emunah. You start off and you say that now I'm going to start learning this difficult sugya, but I know that even with all, however difficult the sugya is, I know I've got to be ma'od me again the sugya, but I still need tziyata d'shmai. Still need tziyata d'shmai. If I'm lacking in havana and hasog, and I've tried my best, so it's all totally in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Like Chazon Ish used to say tefillahs, I didn't understand something. So he used to cry to Rabbi Shalom, say tefillahs, and then really he was echad to such a meridik ha'sokas. It's got to start off with the pashtus, with the pashat, and then the pashtus that our input is garnished. It's a meridik yisod. The whole Klal Yisrael is based on that, right? The whole Brisbane Absorim, the Rabbi Shalom was telling Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu put in the Etzem Klal Yisrael, we talk of the Etzem Atzamov of Klal Yisrael, right, is from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is a Brisbane Absalom. The Brisbane Absalom eventually told Avraham Avinu about all different kufas. There's Avodim, Inuay, some Yitzhak, Bechush Gadol, told Avraham Avinu the whole future of Klal Yisrael. The bottom line was, Avraham Avinu heard all of it, Zvehem in Bashem. Shem, Bashem is all you, you know, so here we're Shiblot, and here we're out of the Shiblot, and here we're with Rechush Gadol, here without Rechush Gadol, Vehem in Bashem. It's all you, Bashem. We don't have any input over here. That's the Yisod. Mitzrayim. The whole Indian of Mitzrayim was the Kfir of Pari and Emuna. Right? The whole Mitzrayim, was Bechina Vishtadlis. Pari sees a nest. Vayasu gam heim. Vayasu gam heim. Bechatim, big thing. You want me to believe in the Benchlan? It's all human Ishtadlis. Mitzrayim was all about human Ishtadlis. Human Ishtadlis. So maybe the whole Yitzis and Mitzrayim, you know, there's Emuna and then there's Yidiyah. In Mitzrayim, the birra was to learn Amunah. And therefore, Rabbi Shalom Bims took away Das. Right? If you look at the Ma'arinayim, Helegem Ma'arinayim on the Parashis, Shmois Ve'era, you know, I'm talking about the Das being in Golas, I found that the Das was in Golas. Why? Well, because Mitzrayim is to bring out the glory, is to bring out the Oiris of Amunah. So to bring out the Oiris of Amunah is Rabbi Shalom took away the Das. Das was in Golos, and there was in Chinam Emunah. Vayamin Aam. The whole mitzvot of Mitzrayim was their ishtadlus. And Meila, therefore, see, it's a very deep nakuda. We were talking about Torah Shabbat Peh as well. A person makes ishtadlus, right? He's a reh and he's chayrish. If it doesn't rain, his whole ishtadlus is garnished, right? So whoever thinks that things work up, he ishtadlus. So he'll be Zerea and he's Chayrish. Mamish he yigia tzum in his field. No, if there's no rain, he's Leman Lanigal Arik. Chagonish. So everyone thinks that his Ishtadlis does something. Comes the farmer and says that a person's, without the rain coming from Shemayim, is the person's Ishtadlis gonish. In other words, with all the Ishtadlis that you make, it's still nothing without the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Torah Baal Peh, we said as well, we'll discuss Torah Shabbat Peh soon. Torah Shabbat Peh is a Mechinev Emunah. So how does Torah Shabbat Peh begin? Mizraim. What is the Gemara Lana in Shabbos? V'hoya Emunah Sitech Echoyis Nishuz Chacham Sudas Keneged Shisha Sidre Mishnah. What's Zraim Keneged? Emunah. Sh'odam Zoreya V'hoya Shomamim B'chai Elomim. Torah Shabbat Peh is Emunah. So they start, Torah Shabbat Peh starts off with Emunah. So pshat is that so a farmer will tell you that he's got with all the ishtadlus yagati over came out with Rabban Shalom. A yigia is nothing. We need to be yigia. We have to be zerei b'chayish. The bottom line is it's got to rain. Nothing happens. So that teaches us. This teaches us a moedik yisod. It's the same thing we're learning. You've got to be miyageya. Rabban Shalom doesn't send a mayim of Torah. Doesn't say nahavana nasaga. You've done nothing. The person can be miyageya. And takas sometimes the person is miyageya. There's something missing. See, the Rabban Shalom doesn't send it to him. If a person would be so sure that his yigiyah is garnished, that it's taka metziyah, then he'll find the metziyah. That's the bechino of emunah. No, Mitzrayim didn't need rain. Mitzrayim had the nilus. So Mele Mitzrayim had the Nilus, oh, so it's all Ishtadlis. He made man made canals, right? Ma'im Ekeitish and Sapara Oimet Ala Ye'or, says Rashi. Mitzrayim is made of Ye'orim, Ye'orim. Rashi's not teaching us an agricultural lesson. Rashi's teaching us that was the kfir of Mitzrayim. They made their own Ishtadlis. They had the Nile used to flood into their own little canals, and the whole Mitzrayim was full of little canals, and everybody took care of himself. That was their Ishtadlis. If your Ishtadlis does it, so then it's the opposite of Emunah, then you don't need Emunah. The whole Emunah is no input. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. If there is input, so then it's lacking Emunah. So Mitzrayim was the greatest kfir in Emunah. So the Inin of Klal Yisrael was to be Mechazik, and the Inin of Moshe Rabbeinu was to be Mechazik, and therefore Rabbeinu Shalom Keilu, there was Das, was Begalus, and therefore Das was Begalus, and there was a Chizik in Emunah. All Yitzis Mitzrayim was the Oiris, is the Oiris of Emunah. Lechtech Achara Bamidba. No, Beretz Lezerua. What does it mean, Beretz Lezerua? A person needs to tell me that you don't take a seeds, you don't take a combine and harvest it into the deserts. Beretz Lezerua. Lechtech Achara Bamidba. That's a chapashut. Lechtech Achara Bamidba. No, everybody knows what a midba looks like. What's up, say, Beretz Lezerua? Beretz Lezerua is Mufke Ishtat from Ishtatlas. Lechtech Achara Bamidba. Lechtech Achra Mimba, Erez Lezerua, that's the Chiddush. Chiddush is, you go into a place where you can't make Ishtadlis. I mean, a person who puts the Zera into the ground, no, can sich einreden. A person who puts the Zera into the desert, is Hashoita. So that's the vote. Lechtech Achra Mimba. And Achra, the Lashon Achraim is always Behesta. Upon him is Galus. And Achra is Behesta. Lechtech Achra, Klal Yisrael Mamish, just when Achra without the knees, Galus, Ugonish. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is it's a makom that's mufka from shtadlus. It's a makom that's mufka from shtadlus. And Beretz Lezerua doesn't only mean it's a shtadlus in farming. It means it's a makom without any shtadlus whatsoever. I mean, the mon, there was no shtadlus 40 years there. There was mamish no shtadlus. Right? Not in Gashmis, not in Ruchnis. They came to the Yamsuf. There's a pildik kash. Klal Yisrael were davening. Haytzaku el Hashem. What did Rabbeinu Shalom say to them? Ma titzak elai. So it's ma titzak elai. It's not my kasha. You know the kasha yourself. Everybody has the kasha. What do you do by Eis Tzor? You daven to the Rebbeinu Shleim. The Rebbeinu Shleim say, no, ma titzak elai. What are you davening to? What are you davening for? What are you supposed to do in an Eis Tzor? Yeah? You heard the kasha before? So Zaya Kaddish says, ma titzak elai. Batika talim elsa. What's the Atika? So what is the, I'm scared to say the word, but I'm saying I think the word is davening is Ishtadlis. Davening is Ishtadlis. Here they're living in complete Emunah. Complete Emunah is that we don't make any input whatsoever. Matitzak, here there has to be Nizgala, here there has to be Nizgala, the Tachlis of Emunah. Here the Emunah was coming to the climax. And when the Emunah is coming to the climax, then let's let me go and make clue. What does it say in Brach? So is the Tvila say Keva? Ain, whatever. So what does Rashi say? Tvila say Keva? He puts a lot of input, a lot of Kavana into his Tvila, and then he feels, Shoin, Chayetz Kedavn, Hazar Tvila, you know, and Hazar Tvila, Shoin, Yeshua Krei Velovoi. That's called in Gwan Brach, so is the Tvila say Keva? Ain't, and Tvila say, when Shalom is not Makabal such a Tvila. Because Tvila, you're putting in your own input. Business to daven and feel that the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing everything. But here they were in an eretz lezerua. They were in an eretz where there's a bechina of no input. Just leave it to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So here even tefillah is a hishtadlis. Normally it's the right hishtadlis, but at this very defining stage of emuna, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "I don't want any input mitzad klal Yisrael. I don't want any input mitzad klal Yisrael. Let's see if in the rosh and adoilah." You're not gonna see anyone. There's gonna be Mitzrayim. I'm gonna think I don't any shtadlis, nothing. That's the vote. Matitzak elai. Not the time for input. Not time for shtadlis. And that's the Yisod of Emunah. No. So what happened? Taka, they didn't daven. They just went weiter. And what's the geschehen? Or steht im Pasuk just before the shira? Which madriga did they come to? Oh, vayaminu Hashem u'mesha avdolai. Started off with the Avada de Muna and Lechtech Achra Amidu of Eretz Lezerua. Avada, that's the Avada, Moedike Muna. There's no input in the ground, no input in the thing. and then it was mispashit into the even the ruchni. There's no input in the aretz lezeruah, and there's no input of klal yisrael. Benchlan doesn't want any input. Benchlan emunah, emunah it's uler benchlan. Ach hakol bakol mikol benchlan. That's where emunah is. God lo ha'ina amen. Yes, even I'm a varach, says the Gemara Brachas. Why? Because I'm a varach. Sure, he made a bracha. But the one that says amen, he didn't make the bracha. He's just yotze. Well, he did very little input. What's it, the yogiat? Amen is miloshen. Emuna. In other words, that's the emuna without the input. God lo ha'ina amen. Yes, even I'm a varach. That's the moedik madriga of emuna. Havada, there's times Rabbi Shlomo wants a person to make the shtadlus over the mitzvah. The midbar was teaching us that even when you're making a shtadlus, you have to know where that rain is garnished. So, you know, wherever you're being zareh, you're being zareh in the midbar. And then Rabbi Shlomo sending the rain, and the same thing. Whenever you're davening, don't make chas v'shalom your tefillah keva. Because then it's Rabbi Shlomo, ma titzak eloi. Tabel v'nei tzroh v'yisol. No, it's all going to happen. It's a peldika and hoga that they had. It's all going to happen. And then when they stuck a sword, that it all happened. And they aminim Hashem over Moshe Avdi. It's a pelvic azach. That was the spotless. Moshe Avinu was the trouble aminim Hashem over Moshe Avdi. One of tzaddikim, because a tzaddik is a bechen of ayin. And Moshe Avinu says, v'nachnu ma. Moshe Avinu bechen of ayin. In other words, a tzaddik represents the complete spotless to Rabbi Yishai. Moshe Avinu was the complete spotless. So I saw that in Kutimaran, I just read it, I was thinking. Kutimaran says, V'lo yoda ishes kvurose. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was a soda das, but it's such a bittle that even Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yoda, he didn't know, lo yoda ishes kvurose, no idea. Complete his battles to Rabbi Yishai. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried next to Baal Pa'or. Baal Pa'or is Poya Piv, that's dominating bad tefillahs. Moshe Rabbeinu is the complete bittle. He's complete bittle. He's the ayin. He's the ma. So that's emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechin of emuna. So that was Klal Yisrael's life in the midbar. So later there, in the same parasha, Parashas B'Shalach, which is the parasha of emuna, who came at the end to fight with Klal Yisrael, Amalek. What does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the apostle, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he yodav emuna ad bo yashemesh. What does that mean? He had emuna in his hands. Where? Which finger? What does it mean? He yodav emuna. But the Teretz is, because Yadayim is one's input. Kochi Goitzim Yodi. Yadayim is the input. What's Emuna? There's no input. So what would Moshe Rabbeinu is Yadayim? Emuna. Ayi Yodav Emuna at Baya Shomesh. That's the same word. That's Parshas B'Shalach. It's in Parshas B'Shalach. Ayi Yodav Emuna. Hoya Kashi Yore Moshe is Yodoy. No, it's Psalko Yadayim. This is the input. Oh my God, Moshe Yodav. Yodav Shal Moshe, Oisus Mulchama, Kol Zman Shisrael Mistakan Klapi Mala, Mishabdev Es Libam Laviyim Shabashamayim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu used his hands, which is input, which is Koichem Vayitzi Yodi. He used his hands, which is input, to teach Klal Yisrael Emuna. So Peldei Gazach. In other words, even the Yadayim that represents input, Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayi Yodav Emuna. No, Azah Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayimin Bashem of Moshe Avle. Moshe Rabbeinu is the gilui in this world how there's no input, how even the Yadayim are emuna. The emuna is no input. That's Parshas B'Shalach. That's the Melchama. The Melchama with the goyim, Melchama with the mother. It says B'chalachem, B'chal. The pasuk says that told Yeshua B'chalach, B'chal. They choose Anoshim, and Rashi wanted the shit is Anoshim Geboyim. Rather, they chose strong soldiers. Chose strong shovel about it. Moshe Rabbeinu wants a person to be Zareh v'Chayrish. Moshe wants a person to be Miyageh and Torah. But just like when you're Zareh v'Chayrish, you have to be Ma'amin for rain v'Chay Elomim, v'Yemuna Sitecha. Just like when a person's learning Torah and he's Miyageh, he has to be Ma'amin, Yagata Umatzosa, Tamin, and it's a Muna that it's all a Metziah. So to him in Shas Melchama, sending Geboyim out to fight. But you're going with your weapons to fight, with your Cheref to fight. Just make sure that you always remember that your yad holding the cheref is emuna. There's no input. You clear?
Yeah, right.
So that's the yisod of Parshas B'Shalach. That's why it's called Vayi B'Shalach Parah Yisod. What gave Parah? The Rechaim HaKadosh says, what gave Parah? Parah was beaten to pieces, yeah, and he begged Klal Yisrael to go. I think the Rechaim HaKadosh says the reason why Parah got bitachon atzmi, confidence to chase them again after they went out is because he, because b'shalach Parah is on. But Zayin Ishtadlis, they left. B'shalach Parah is on. He felt, oh, it was my input that they left Mitzrayim. The same Shaita felt, you were just beaten to pieces, there's nothing left of you, your country's dying and they're all against you. Oh, but he felt he did Ishtada, he felt he had input in Klal Yisrael's Yitzis Mitzrayim. Shaita Shaboyla. You threw them out because you were scared of them. And now that he was so into his own Ishtadlis, and that's why it's Parshas B'Shalach. B'Shalach Parai. That's B'Shalach Parai Sa'om. That's the Inyan. B'Shalach, that's why it's Parshas B'Shalach. The Goyim, they keep on feeling that their own Ishtadlis is doing something. Vayasu Gam Heim. That was the Sod of Mitzrayim. Vayasu Gam Heim. Ah, so if he sent them out, so he can bring them back up and back again. That's Parshas B'Shalach. So therefore, the Tzad Shel B'Kedusha of that is the Parshas B'Shalach is Megala, that there's no Ishtadlis. There's no input whatsoever. In Parshas B'Shalach, Klal Yisrael mustn't even daven. Not Titzakilai. Just go and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to do it all. If you go Lechtek Acher, if you go into Adam Matzav, so that's whenever there's a Havimina of a person's input, then straight away first you have to have Emunah. And that's why Dafka by Toshav Al Peh, we're Makdim with the Inyan of Emunah. Because Toshav Al Peh is a person's input. Person's input, you know, person's lumdus, a person's tina. We're talking about Yadayim. Toshav Al Peh is this. You know, people also use their Yadayim. And you know, it's a person's seichel and it's a person's dos. We've discussed it very often. The Torah Shabbal Peh makes a person feel his own input. So before you start learning Torah Shabbal Peh, you've got to learn Seder Zerah. You've got to imagine you're in a field and you're also making input. But without the mayim, nashamayim, sachkun nishvet. You start learning Torah Shabbal Peh, you have to feel that all the yigir and amela and the yigir tzumah that a person will have, avon amasoga. Nevertheless, it's yigato matzasot hamin. So that's the whole Meila. David HaMelech.
It also starts off with Krishma.
Krishma, oh, Mamish, Muna, Moedig, that's right. Moedig is Ach. That's why Muna is Melchus. What does Muna mean? Let's let me go and make him. That's Muna. It's nothing, it's not Aspachla. No? What Muna is Let's let me go and make him? Melchus is Let's let me go and make him. Malchus and Emunah is the same. Made us straight after the Yaminu Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. As Yashim Moshe, you can remember the Chisam Esim Atoi. If a person, when he's alive, it's anyways not his import. What's the difference between a live person and a dead person? A live person can make Ishtadlis. And a dead person can't make any Ishtadlis. But even if you're alive, it's not garnished anyways. So what's the chiluk between alive and... In other words, what's the difference? Obviously the difference between alive. Shad is mitzad, the input. That even you're alive, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then that's Tchis HaMeis. That's Tchis HaMeis. So Mitzrayim, the Shaitim, so they had a big stira when a person used to die. So what did they used to do to the bodies? Preserve them. Kilu, yeah, we're still around. Nothing's changed. Shaita Shavoyinu. Of when the Boyinu, when you get to a Madrego of Emunah Shleima, that's Tchis HaMeis. Because Madach, when a person's alive, all the chayim is coming, all the rain is coming from Shemayim. So maybe that's go for Tchis HaMeis. Even when a person is dead, there's no mitzad, everything's from the Rebbein Shleinim, so nothing's changed. So maybe therefore, that's the sod of Emunah. So that's where the last animamin of all animamin is animamin shleima shatiyat Tchis HaMeis. Once you get to the climax of all the of Emunah shleima, automatically Tchis HaMeis is a pashtazach. Tchis HaMeis becomes a pashtazach.
That's why the tzaddik dies on the same day because the Zalmazach.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Mamish. Nothing's kilu, nothing's changed. Only tzadar vanshleim. That's not, and Mameda, therefore, what's the etzim losenism from Mavada, from Suddha's Dovid HaMelech? Dovid HaMelech, what happened? How long was he supposed to live? Nothing. Right? He was a Nephil. Who gave him 70 years? Adam Arishon. So in other words, every second of his life, he lived the life of Tchis HaMeis. He's a Nephil. Adon HaMelech wasn't supposed to live Bechla. Right? You know that? And he got 70 years from Adon HaMelech. So what was he going to see? Every second of his life was a new Tchis HaMeis. It's a Pelot HaGazach. So he's Tchis HaMeis. He's Malchus. So let's let me go and kill him. Somebody, every second, like, we're all man and woman and shlema, and we all should feel woman and shlema. But it's being mechayas kol rega verega. But we weren't born in Nephilim. David HaMelech was born in Nephilim. David HaMelech was born, he wasn't supposed to survive one single second. So really, David HaMelech, that's Malchus. Let's let me go and kill him. Do I have anything on my own? Chobeb sa ashtadlis, chobeb sa ados. Every second, a pashtus tiket chayis amesim. A pashtus tiket chayis amesim. Not chayis amesim, that when mamam and shleim avada, that there's a tzad to this. So the pashtus tiket chayis amesim. He was mamam shabon, he was a nefer. He's chayis adobin amelech, he's malchus. And that's why he's the melech. That's why he's less lamigar miklum. And that's emuna. So adobin sudas, adobin malchim shich, avada is chayis amesim. If he, adobin amelech suda, he is rabbi chayis amesim. He is Tchis Amesim. Every second he's Kulei Tchis Amesim. So he's Malchus. He's Les Lamegar Miklum. So he's Emunah. So he's Tchis Amesim. That's the Nekuda of Don HaMelech. That's the Nekuda of Malchus. That's the Nekuda of Emunah. That's why also Emunah is called Oretz, as he said over here. Zarekot says Emunah is Oretz. Why is Emunah Oretz? Because you can do what you want to the Oretz. Oretz is Emunah. Oretz is a mishtaikik for the rain, otherwise Oretz doesn't get anything. So it's Emuna, Oretz, Malchus, all the same thing. All the same thing.
It's like Rabbi said, Mitzach HaSidayim, that's what it has.
Who?
Rabbi said one time, Mitzach HaSidayim, that it says, Shir Hashim, Christ be Dashim.
Oh, yeah,
same,
yeah.
Same Mahalach.
Same Mahalach, Mamash, yeah. Back in the room. Yeah, yeah. Mamash, same Nakuda, same Nakuda. And that's, Shabbos is a day of Das. L'das, Kinei Hashem. Shabbos is the day of Das. After Shabbos, you go back into Emuna. Shabbos is the day of Das. Shabbos is the day of Hasogas, Moich, and Gedoy.
Das is different than Emuna yet?
Das is the opposite of Emuna. Because Ke'ilu, Shabbos, that's good for what he's saying over. You have to be Mechaber, the Das, to the Emuna. Because the Das means Ke'ilu, a person is Masig, a person is Dus, a person is Das, Seichel, a person is Masig. Emunah is, that's what he's saying over here. That was a problem with Elisha. Elisha had died. He knew had to be Mechayim Mason. We didn't have the Meshenes. He didn't have the Emunah. The person's got to be Mechaber, the Emunah to the Das. Even with that's what he said, Nasa v'Nishma. Nishma is the Hasoga. The Baltic Hasoga is the Havana and the Seichel. Baltic Hasoga. A person's got to first start with Nasa. So Das without Emunah means is a person who feels it's me other feels his Lomdonus and his Giyadiyas and his everything comes from himself. That's Das without Emunah.
Why Shabbos day Das? Shabbos not Shabbos Emunah?
Yeah, it's true. Shabbos is the day where the Emunah is Miskasha to the Das. Now this during the week is Emunah, right? Olam Hazadik, Shabbos is called Yom, yeah? Yom Shekulah Shabbos. And the week is, if Shabbos is called Yom, so what's the week? Laila. Hagid v'boike chastecha, v'emunoscha b'alelas. By night you say v'emunah kol zois. So during the week is the time of Hester. Time of Hester, that's the time of Emunah. Shabbos is where you makashe l'emunah to the Das, that's where the Seidus can come down. So after Shabbos, we're going back to Emunah. So who's the first person we meet? Lav HaMelech. What's the Shabbos? Who's that? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Sod of Vav Emunah. You're going back to the week. So you've got to take the Das from Shabbos, and you've got to be Makashe with Emunah. That's not much the Nasa Benishma. That's what he's talking about over here. Nasa Benishma. Yudke Vavke. Yudke is Yidiyat. Vavke is Emunah. Every Lashem Yichud is Layachid Shem. Yudke and Vavke. Yudke and Vavke. Yudke and Vavke. Das with Emunah. And Amalek is Mafrid. Amalek is Mafrid. But where we our whole avodah is emunah with das, is yugato and the feel matzos. That's the whole zach. It's a pelik zach. Leil pesach taken. She's when shlom to pesach to mitzrayim. So the lailo of emunah. So we eat matzah. Matzah is what the mechla de emunus. The Zohar Kodesh calls matzah is the mechla de emunus. The matzah of emunah. Emunah. What's matzah? Matzah hasn't got any taste. It's when it's in boy time. You know, it's Vasemah says. Vasemah says Taki is Makasha Timuna, so Vasemah on Pesach says that matzah hasn't got tam, right? It's flour and water, no yeast, no meiperis, matzah shira, and lechemoini. Or but somebody's got their bittle of emunah. They completely misbattle himself. In boy tam, in boy das. Then he can feel the oinik. Then he's going to be zecher to feel the time of matzah. So kasha to a chayk. Kasha to a chayk. A chayk has a time or doesn't have a time? Rather, there's a time. We're not masking the time. So Hashem says, if you keep the chayk with this batlis and with the munah that there's a time, then you'll be magish the time. Then you'll be zoicha to the time of. He's makasha that to matzah. So it's called mechle de memunas. The ishtazach is complete bitl to Rabbi Yishlam. There's no tam, there's no dus. Taste and reason is the same word, it's tam. They left Mitzrayim with a reason to go into the midbar. Lechtich achar the midbar, mishigoy. Kilo, but what's the word? Rather bili tam. Klal Yisrael goes out. Klal Yisrael, the hele gehele, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim without tam. Oh, then it was zoicha to be margish, the hele ke tam.
That's a chok ha-pesach.
Oh, very good. That's what the goyim, they mock us. They see you do things without time. They say we're mishugoyim. They're mishugoyim. We're masik, they're mistaken time, much deeper than they're masik. But that comes from doing something first without time. And then you zoicha to all the chokhmah. First you have to do it nasa, first you have to do which is doing it. So that's why matzah is michla de memenusa. It's matzah vemuna. We're eating without time because we left Mitzrayim without time. Here the time means taste, there the time means reason. Left Mitzrayim without reason, therefore we eat matzah without taste. And Menashen HaKodesh, it's the same word, it's the same time. Just like over there, we were zoicha to all the godless, so too, the Pesach, we zoicha to all the godless. And that's the Keshe. All the Vayne Lel say that is all the Kavanas, and the Kavanas of Moichin the Godless, and Moichin the Godless, and Godless Aleph, and Godless Rishon, and Godless Sheni, and the Pierre Rizal, and the Moedic, and Godless. It's a funny thing. It's a steering wheel. You've got children sitting around the table. You have to speak to your 5-year-old, and you know you have an arizal machsa, or you have a arizal thing open, and then your child asks, "What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is this, or the mitzvah is that?" You tell your child that there was a man called Paro, and he was a big rosha. Is this wasting time? Or it's not wasting time. Chas v'shalom, wasting time is kafir to say it's wasting time. He got to Levincha, Pasha de Zachen. There was blood, and there was frogs, and there was lice, and there was esamakas. Tachlis apashtas. Got to Levincha, to your little child, tachlis apashtas. If you do anything that tachlis apashtas, he doesn't understand what you're talking about. If you megalatim oiris ariza, you know, you'd say mitzvah b'chla. It's a mitzvah b'chla. Tachlis apashtas. Tachlis akadnas. Because that's emunah. And then by doing that, the more you do that, the more Rabbi Shlom will send you all the moichin the gadlus. It's much the same nekuda. Lech teichachra, b'li tam, b'li das, for Godel to explain the kodan. It's b'chlal not seichel for him. It's b'chlal not called seichel for him. But that's what Rabbi Shlom wants you to do. Children are very naive. Is it a good minute to be naive? No, bad minute to be naive. To believe everything. A good minute or bad minute? In Olam Hazeh, they call it naive. Is it good midah or bad midah? Olam Hazeh is terrible. Why? Because Olam Hazeh is Alma de Shikra. So if you're naive in an Alma de Shikra, so you believe Shkarim. It's the Chanarish kind. In Ruchnius, what's the greatest Madreva? To be a Tam. Yaakov is Tam, Yeshaval, Tam is Tamimus. It's Tamimus. Tzadiki Emes, with all the godless and all the Pashtas. With all the godless, they were the biggest Pashtonim. What's the word? But it's in the Olam Emes, in the world of Torah's Emes, in the world of Ruchnius, the biggest madrega is to be a Tam. Tzadiki Emes, the Bavitch Rebbe, is a child saying a posuk. Rav Shneikin Tehillim, Yipi Olam, Yoyim Kim, Yisadat Ois, you know, he had a Moedik in Ruch HaKodesh before the Chemes Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur war, the weeks leading up to Yom Kippur war, nobody knew, no Israeli intelligence didn't know anything. He was talking and about the Hashbis Oyev and Misnakim and Shabbos Shuvah, just before Shabbos Shuvah, he sent all the Chabad children to the Kosel to say this Pasuk over and over again. It was a few days before Yom Kippur. Mipi Oylem, Ayonkim, Yisadat Ha'oiz, Laman Tzarecha, Lahashbis Oyev and Misnakim. Pasuk of Tehillim, beginning of Tehillim. What's that? It says, Oylem, Ayonkim, Lahashbis Oyev. Shtet in Tehillim, that children have a koyach, to be Lahashbis Oyev. Not tanks, not artillery, and not planes. That's a tzaddik emes. Shteit azay pashim shai tehillim. Don't look in the Malbim. Shteit in tehillim. And in Malbim avada shteit azay oich. I'm saying, don't look for chochmas. The Gemara says, ein adayim etanot, ein hevel piyam shul tanoikis shul bezrabim shul oichotu. Ein adayim hevel piyam. So the tanoim would daven for rain, and didn't rain. And the tanoikis shul bezrabim daven for rain, it started pouring. Ein adayim hevel piyam shul tanoikis. Find somebody who takes a child in a pot and says, "Oh, it needs to rain." Goes to the chadar and says, "All daven for rain." have to be a tzaddik emes for them. A tzaddik emes is somebody who appreciates the simplicity, the tachlis, the pashtus. The only idea that he has is tachlis ha'idea shalei neina. All the ideas that he has still based, the idea is based on him when it's true. That's what he writes, but Nosson writes about Nachman. Talks about the Zechariah's godless. Sabbe b'shvach, kedusha soya, prisho soya, or tmimu soya. It's at kosya amsenu soya. B'mokem gedula soya, v'chachma soya. Aroma, השקה במציא לכל התורה נגלה וניסתה ביער ובכל רז לאונס לי ארמויצם אבנוסי הפושט הסבלן בתומים במעשב אוי בידס השם אבסיוס נפש נפלא יום ולילה. And he used to say tefillahs, you know, Rabbi Rabbi Einstein, speak to Rabbi Einstein in Yiddish days, for days on end. Oh, Rabbi Einstein, like a child, mamish like a child. All his chachmei law that he had, his masik sisri Torah, shein kudug masai, and his Megalad Varm Shalaniglu Ma'ilam. With that, he was a child. We should speak to Rabbi Einstein, he was a child. Is it a Maila to be a Tomim or no a Maila? It depends where. So a child is a Tomim. And a child doesn't know Oilam Hazayit. So Maila, he's an Emes Tikatomim. Emes Tikatomim. So we have to look up at the children. The child is the Rebbe at the Seder table. And we have to look at his tmimus, his tachlis, apashtus, his takim, when you tell him that paroi, and he makis, and they're dreaming about these rivers of dam, and they're telling you about he's drinking from a straw, and he's drinking from a straw, and his is water, and his is dos, and his is yens. It's beautiful to hear it. And how they're taking in the tachlis, apashtus, the story, kipshuto, in every word you're saying intrigues them. And halavai aleinu, it's amuna, it's tachlis, apashtus. With our input, we're not putting in our own input, what we've learned, what we've been chadish and this and that. But they'll say this, tmimus. And then Avada, the Rebbe Shlomo, sends a person all the godless. if he can't be bothered for all the picture of godless, for his children, so he's not Makayim as mitzvah, he got the Levincha. That's a Muna. Muna is the simplicity. So Yaakov, when he went to Beis Laban, what did he say? Now in Beis Lovin, don't worry, Yaakov is not such a tam. You find him in the Beis Medrash, then he's a tam, but then he has gishmak. The Hehila Kachavetz Chaim used to be Mar Besedra. So he used to mamish every year until his 90s, until his mid 90s. He used to, in his Mar Besedra, he used to read the pasuk and then translate in Yiddish. Kipshutoi, mamish like a cheder child. With all his moedig asogas of the Hehila Kachavetz Chaim. He was Mar Besedra. Yeah, you look at you read the Svarim of the Chavetz Chaim. You know, on one hand you read the Bi'alocha, you see a Mordek Gagoinus. And then all these Svarim that he wrote to be Mechazik people and Mechazik Shabbos. You ever heard such Pashtus Svarim? You know what I mean? Pashtus, Tachlis HaPashtus. He brings Gemaras and lots of love. A person goes up to Shemayim, and if he spoke Lashon Hara, then the Levush, Kilu. It's the same Chavetz Chaim. They wrote these Mardik Svarim, they wrote the Kutei Alochas, and they wrote the Tzain, and they wrote the and things that he didn't print all his Chedushim, that he didn't feel at Ta'elis. That's a Tzadik Emes. That's a Tzadik Emes. Chavetz Chaim was a Mardik Tzmim Stikid. He used to go to Kehillis, and he used to Mechazik them for Shabbos. He used to get up and he used to start speaking. He used to burst into tears. He used to cry, much like a child. He used to cry like a child. And he left there was Shmir Shabbos. He was always Tzmimus, his Pashtus, his Pashtus. It wasn't mafriya, it didn't disturb his goyinus, faket. The emunah is the toymech. On top of that, he had all his goyinus, take a Torah. His Torah had no nefila, it's like tipoil. His Torah had no nefila. If you see a tzaddik that has pashtus, you see, say anything about Shem, it's a tal. He used to have mamorim, and then Rashi Sikhas, Zachem Shem goyinus. Sometimes he could speak a whole hour to children. You know, shtei ta pasuk in tehillim, and he translates the pasuk, and he talks about things which are boring, like mamish. And he talked like that for an hour. Babas achas, you know. Sometimes in one fabrengen, he could say a sicha to children. He took an hour about putting a stocker box in your bag when you go to school. And there's people there sitting there, big maskinim and chassidus and this and that. And then he would say a maima, which is shockling shemayim v'aretz. And then he would say a moedik rashi sicha. And then he would say a sicha to chavais to sabali tshuva, talk about to the women and talk about chavais apash to zach. All in one. What was he? Was he this or was he that? So that's a tzaddik emes. That's a tzaddik emes. It's not much all the tzaddik emes are like that. They have emunah, and they're built in emunah, and David HaMelech was Masik Moedi HaSogos. And to Tehillim also talks about, I eventually I'm crying to you and I'm listening to you. I'm a child, crying like a child. That's Pesach, that's Emunah. Emunah is in the children. And that's what he's saying over here. Without Emunah, all the ideas in Torah, all the Havon in Torah is going to be Tippa. A person doesn't have Pashtus to people, he doesn't know how to talk to people with their Pashtus, and he doesn't know how to also give Pashtus messages over, etc., etc. So it's a Torah which is lacking in Emunah. Why did that? Why did that? The Chofetz Chaim Svarim. Some boys learn it. Some Orish Shlaim. A Mordek, of a person who's standing so high, you know, such a Boki Otzim B'chol HaTorah Kula. And he writes a bunch of Svarim, hundreds and hundreds of pages and letters. The kids with Chofetz Chaim, he writes. Of you know, Pashtastika letters, you know, Shamas, Mosalov, Mishikhu Kaman. That's the Tzadik Emes. He was a Tomim. When it came to Haskalah and it came to this, why he was a fighter, he wasn't a Tomim Bichlal. That's an Akuda. Halavai to be a Tomim in Ruchnis. Halavai, a person shouldn't be naive in Olam Hazad, because I'm in Ruchnis. So that's Tovin HaMelech, that's Shiftach HaMishantach, and everywhere he went, he took a stick with him. Sometimes they gave him petch, sometimes he leaned on it. But it was Shiftach HaMishantach, Rahim HaYinachmoni. That's Emunah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to Pari, kept on going with a mate. He's showing Pari, we're all leaning, we're not standing straight, we're all leaning on Emunah. We're leaning on Emunah. Pari didn't get the message. Pari thought it's all Ishtadlis. He was Shalach Pari. והנה האדם יש לו שכל והבנה. אדם השכל והבנה. שכל בלא יבנה אין כלום. והוא רק היולי. Although he is masig, if you have seichel and you mekasha the seichel to the idea, he's magal and moir the kenagiloi. Where learning takes you. Learning with emunah. צריך לסבוין על ידי השכל של בכל דבר ודבר. You have to be מסבוין, you have to be מעמק. לכן נקרא הוונה מי, הוונה זה בינה. That's me, the kind of שאלה, me, what is it? כל דבר ודבר, ולחקה, מי זהו? ואז כשאדם אבן מספשט את הוונה זה להם מן אמונה האיקרס. מה אמונה כאיקרס? He mabit al kol dava mi bara eila. In other words, when a person learns with emunah, so always, now what's the sherish of this? 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 The shirish of everything is emunah. So when a person got emunah, he learns everything, he goes always to the shirish of it. Zekh Shomer Yisrael Nasa V'nishma Kadpirish Omer Tchila Nasa, and they said Nasa Tchila, so the first Nasa Tomchin Doi Raisa Hi Emunah Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu Mi Gila Ro Zeh Lebni Tzolayim Ale Dei Bechen Ez Mi Gila Hu Abina Kish Mespeshet Ez Mizgar Lem Emenu Emunah Kom. Everything is the Rabbi Nishleinu in their Iyun, in their Havana, in their Soga. So Umar Menech Mar'u Mi Boras Eilah. With Emunah, when the person's learning, he's always learning with the bechina of mi bara, mi bara seila. V'hinei kol nabi v'nabi hisik if yimadrigose b'munasoi. Every nabi was masik if yimadrigose b'munasoi kein nespashit al avdimin anavua. If he's madrega with Emunah, that's how he's nespashit the dimin. See, because the nabiim have a dimin. The ksiv of yad nabiim adama, mashi dimin. כל אחד לפי מדרגוסי, לבד מוישה שהיה בספקלוריה מהירה, לא בדמיין, אבל כל הנביאים, הוא עוד ידי דמיין. כדרך מה שמר הזכוכס, שמסמר בכל הצורס והדמיונס, אמירת, מפני שיש בדובר שמסתי מאיבה שאיני, right? There's something that's musty, you don't see through, it's not transparent glass, it's mirror. אין אמיר מאיבה לאיבה. אבל לא היה מסתי מסוך מאיבה לשאיני, if there wouldn't be a musty, it'd be like a regular piece of glass. לא היה אין ירד דמיין של הרואה. A mirror is you must kafi your own kalim. So you look in the mirror, you see yourself. So Nevuah came out in the Derech Dimyon. Now there's kafi the Navi, right? Kafi the Koyach Dimyon. That's when Nevuah came to. And the Mistakel me'ev le'ev ma'bed mashu b'emes. Well, chena Navim shekiblu Nevosim b'mara Dimyon k'derech roya b'mara. Like look in the mirror. Nira nisra elav tzurasa b'dimyon and shel atzmoi. He saw himself. Kena Navim kafis kashusoi ve'ruusoi b'mara hashchina. Harei still was a form of a mara. It was a form of a mara in a mirror. When he saw Nevuah, he saw a koich of Shechina, but it came to him to be mizdama to him. In his in his dimyon, kein rovach in his dimyon shoresh of atzma chol shoresh and avim him b'chinas tamchin deraisa knoidah. This is the kabbalah dikne. Nevuah is netzach and hoyd. Netzach and hoyd, we said, is the tamchin. Nevuah and netzach hoyd is the tamchin. So pshat is the kafi. The whole world is the world of dimyon. So kafi, how much his kashrus he has, how much he sees that everything is gone, it's only a bunch. That's to the strong degree as the shchinah gedusha gets through his dimyon. It's really nevuah. It's really a slightly different thing. Chin kol ador beretz Yisrael yeh emuna. Kamuzka shemuna nikra eretz. We said emuna is eretz. Ozu Yisrael amiskasha ba'aretz. Doime kmi sheyesh lo elakai. What's the name of Yisrael of a dimyon? Doime is dimyon. And kmi sheyesh lo elakai is nevuah. Kimisham nemshcha nevuah. Aval ador b'chutz la'aretz hu behepach. V'chin ina nevuah shere b'chutz la'aretz. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, which is emuna, and in emuna a person sees that it sees through the dimyon, so to speak. You see the whole world, this whole world is a world of dimyon, a world of chayinu kacholim, a world of acholim. So chutz la'aretz, which is where the dimyon is so strong, that a person does it himself, and a person's a bal koyach, all that dimyon is so strong, can't see the nevuah. And Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of Emunah. The moon is a place where you see clearly how it's all dimyon, and therefore you can see through to the shorish of the dimyon, the pnimi of the dimyon, which is the Rabban Shalom being mislabish to you in something, and therefore there you can have a nevuah. Kafi, the Navi's emuna, that's how his nevuah is. Because nevuah comes to him as a dimyon. So you've got to see through the levush in order to see the message, you want to see the shechina in there. So kafi, in Eretz Yisrael, shach tab nevuah, because Eretz Yisrael is emuna, it says chaskas in nevuah. The whole world is a dimyon. The person looks at them, sees the whole world. That's cool for the word of dimyon. Everybody feels that he has epsa input and he's epsa mensch and he has epsa dust. It's all dimyon. It's like a mirror. Holmaz is a mirror. Why? Because the person always sees himself first. Saying over here, person's first thing is emuna. What's the natural feeling of Holmaz? First thing is he feels himself. And then he can feel ruchnis. First thing is he feels himself. That's a dimyon. So that person can't have nevuah like that. Nevuah is, you've got to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the dimyon. So therefore you've got to have first emuna. That's an Eretz Yisrael. That's a Novi. Kafi is starkat in emuna. That's how you can be a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu was living in a world that's clear and mirror. There was no dimyon. Moshe Rabbeinu was living on a world of complete hispashkes. There's no dimyon bechlav Moshe Rabbeinu. Dibel Hashem ponim aponim. There's no dimyon. Over everyone else, you have to realize we're living in an olam adimyon. In the Olam HaDimyon, Emunah is the big Nesoyin. Baruch HaBakuk, V'midan HaLachas, Tzadik B'Emunos HaYichin. So that's the whole lot. We said at Chis HaMeisim, that's the whole Nakuda we began. Tzadik B'Emunos HaYichin. The Inin of Chiyus. Yichin is the Inin of Chayim. Inin of Chayim, that's the Soyin of Emunah. That's the Soyin of Chis HaMeisim, which is the Soyin of Emunah. All the Chayim comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then the Mimele, so the person anyway is not making any Ishtadlis. So then Tchis HaMesim, Chayim, Misa, Tchis HaMesim. It's all the same Zach. That's the Sherish of Tchis HaMesim. Tzitzis Mitzrayim was a Klal Yisrael began as an Am. Klal Yisrael began as an Am, the number one is, because every Yid is to know that the number one in everything is Emunah. It's not your input. It's not your input. It's all the Rabban Shalom. It's Kol Kul Rabban Shalom. Echad Yechad Am Yechad. It's Kol Kul Rabban Shalom. And then a person can have a tzlocha, and then he can be matzosi, and then he can rain, and then he can get mon, and then he can get everything. So the whole message in Eretz Yisrael in Midbar was that it was kapshutoi. The whole book of the Midbar, everything was kapshutoi. And now, when we live in the Olam HaDimyon, we've got to learn from the Midbar what's the Emes. And that's the Emes Ve'emuna. Emes Ve'emuna, Dimyon is Shaken, and Emes Ve'emuna, Emuna is the Emes. One of the emes. In the midbar, leinit natoyin aloi chayamon. In the midbar, they were living the emes kapshuta. There was no dimyon there bechlal. The person was dimyon is a meshugan in the midbar. You see the mon arriving and the nuns protecting. It's called kula imuna. It's called kula emes imuna. Today we're living in dimyon, and therefore that's the bechina. That's why a person's got to be mechazik himself. To be mechazik himself in emuna shleima, and that will take him out of the dimyon, and then he'll be zoichem etz Hashem. To the Muna, to the Michla de Memanusa, to the Emistik Achilas Matzah, to the Gazayas Matzah, which is the Emistik Emuna, to which we put in ourselves that we're doing first of all everything without a tam, without a heritage, because we have an Atzmi Stik a Kesha to Rabban Shalom, that's the, even with Beli Tam, a Beli Kesha, without anything, that's our Atzmi Stik a Kesha to Rabban Shalom, and the Rabban Shalom is Machayas Kol Rega Verega, like David HaMelech, and then a person can be Zechat HaChayim, David HaMelech Yisrael HaChayim HaChayim. Thank you. on the son of Pesach. Yeah, that's the next piece talks about this Indian as well. Daniel. Talk, we'll learn quickly the next piece, a short piece.